A segment of men believes that social media has artificially narrowed women's preferences, leading them to desire only a small percentage of men. They argue this selectivity causes population decline and that preventing civilizational collapse would require women to have children with men they do not like. However, these men also maintain their own standards. If women do not meet them, the men would refuse to have children or provide support. The proposed solution among these men is not to explore alternatives like artificial wombs or restructuring society to accommodate modern polygamous dating patterns, where multiple women may partner with one man. Instead, they favor enacting a tyranny. This system would guarantee a preferred partner for a few men, while the majority would be forced to marry and provide for women who never liked them. Conversely, women would be forced into relationships with men they never liked. This is preferred over re-engineering society's framework, which is still built for nuclear families at scale, not for current realities. An alternative infrastructure could involve megastructures where women cohabitate and raise children with the few men they desire, while a parallel society allows rejected men to live freely, innovate, and find peace in separate communities or wilderness areas. However, most rejected men are presumed to reject this freedom because they still desire a chance at a relationship, even facing perpetual rejection. Some even desire extreme measures, like war and tyranny, to obtain a partner. To counter this, a proposal exists to create advanced, strength-enhancing armor for women, law enforcement, and the military to stop such tyranny. However, this itself presents a dilemma. There is no guarantee women would adopt the armor to protect their autonomy, nor that the men who acquired it wouldn't use it to enforce the very tyranny it was meant to prevent, subjugating both women and the men who oppose forced pairing and would prefer to build a new, accommodating societal framework, even if it meant they themselves remained unmarried. This bleak scenario implies a deep societal failure to adapt to technological and social change. It suggests a dangerous preference for coercive control over collaborative solutions, highlighting how resentment and a desire for traditional outcomes can override logic, freedom, and peace. Ultimately, it's a warning about the catastrophic results of prioritizing forced hierarchy over building equitable, flexible systems for human flourishing.